This is Walker Kessler, and you are listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
High pick and roll, Keontae off Walker. Left side, lobbing, Walker, dunk.
The Utah Jazz have struggled to find the win column towards the latter part of the season, entering the night on a 9-game losing streak. They welcomed the Cleveland Cavaliers to town with a few homecomings on deck. While Donovan Mitchell wasn't able to suit up, George Niang and Sam Merrill did, and Merrill did his thing from the outside, while Evan Mobley and Jared Allen locked down the inside to lead the Cavs to a wire-to-wire 129-113 win. I'm Tyler Gibb. Welcome to Jazz Game Rewind.
Top to Sensabaugh. Sensabaugh goes into his bag, crosses over, pulls to his left, hits.
After setting a career high of 22 points on Sunday in Sacramento, rookie Bryce Sensabaugh matched it again tonight, putting up another 22 points. This time he did it on a career-high 6 threes while adding 7 rebounds and 4 assists.
Sensabaugh with a left-hand rhythm dribble, step back, contested, 3 is good. Sensabaugh, left side, corner 3, good. Bryce with his head up and a low right-hand dribble, jump stop to the lane, kisses it off the window and in. Sexton bursts in the lane, kicks to the right corner. It's Sensabaugh for 3, and Bryce is feeling it tonight.
On the other side, bountiful native and sharpshooter Sam Merrill lit it up from 3. After dropping a career-high 27 points against Utah in December, Merrill picked it back up in front of the hometown, knocking down 6 trays to give him 18 points.
LeVert spinning in the lane, kicks to the corner. Merrill's open for 3, got it. Underhand scoop to Merrill, back to Strus in the corner. Hendricks closes, hands back to Merrill. 3 ball left side, good, Sam Merrill. Inbound to Garland, the diminutive guard, hands it off to Allen, who spins out of it to Merrill. They're sharpshooting 3-point ace, and he buries it. The former Utah State Aggie, Sam Merrill, out of Bountiful, Utah, former junior Jazz player, having quite a night.
While Merrill was just shy of 20 points, the Cavs had 3 others clear the 20-point mark. Caris LeVert stepped in for Donovan Mitchell and poured in 26 points, while Jared Allen and Evan Mobley both added 21. When the Jazz cut the Cavs' lead to 5 just over midway through the second quarter, the trio of LeVert, Mobley, and Allen took over as part of a 17-2 run to close the half. Here is David Locke and Ron Boone on the call of what was an 11-0 start to the run.
14-4 run by the Jazz as Yerkesavin completes the 3-point play. Merrill comes around left to right around the 3-point circle, catches, and then throws a pass to a dunking Allen. As C.J. Washington comes down the floor, he stops, points at the Cavalier bench, and tees up Darius Garland on the Cavalier bench. Sexton wheels it to the left side to Dunn. Ends up with Yerkesavin, who finds a cutting Sexton, and Sexton gets hit in the face. They don't call anything. The ball comes out of his hands. It's picked up the other way. Fast break down low. Allen at the cup. Yerkesavin rises with him, rebukes him. Mobley back up. No, Allen flush finish. And the Cavaliers are up at palindrome, 54-45. Sexton spurts into the lane, stops, feeds Yerkesavin with a soft right-hand pass that Yerkesavin waits for, and then the Cavaliers get there first and knock it out of bounds. Sexton off a Yerkesavin pick, holds in the pocket, throws it behind Yerkesavin. It goes to Hendricks in the corner, top to Sensabaugh. Bryce misses the 3, Allen rebounds. Part of what might be going in, some of the demonstrative talk amongst the Jazz players is they're down by 9. Not only is losing a lot, but they've never played together. So there's a lot of misreads going on. Strus played for Miami last year in the NBA Finals, finds another rolling big for a dunk. What is going on? Ron Boone, I need you.
They're rolling the opposite way of the help defense.
They're really feasting on the rim on those pick and rolls. Hendricks, right corner 3, short. Allen rebounds. LeVert sprints down the floor, and a foul on Sexton. Jazz are down 13. Jazz allow the most transition of any team in the NBA by a large margin. 13-point Cavalier lead. Bounce pass to Yerkesavin. Puts the dribble up. Gets his shot blocked. Here comes LeVert. Keontae's back. LeVert flares it out. Strus for 3. No good. Make him make that pass to make that shot right there. Here comes Sexton. He ignites into the lane. Puts up a left-hand layup. Missed it. Sexton wanted to whistle. Didn't get it. Here comes a 4-on-3 break. Kick to the corner to Garland. Sexton still hasn't gotten up and run down. Now he has. Garland trying to shake Keontae, and a foul on Keontae. 58-45. Jazz down by 13. Caris LeVert rotates the corner to Mobley. Guarded by Hendricks. Hendricks trying to bully him. Mobley just works by him and lays it up and in.
On the bright side for the Jazz, Taylor Hendricks also joined Sensabaugh as a rookie who had a strong night. Hendricks scored an efficient 18 points on 7 of 13 shooting. He has now hit 4 threes in back-to-back games.
Hendricks, left-hand drive, a little loose with the dribble, swings back to his right, now steps through the rack and finished nicely. Hard left-hand drive into the window, wraps it around to Hendricks, moves to his left to make the catch, settles his feet, fires the three and hits. Hendricks knocks it away from Niang. Punch forward, Taylor's got it to the rim, slammed up.
Despite strong play from the rookies, the Jazz have now dropped 10 in a row, making it the longest losing streak since 1982 for the franchise. The Jazz will look to snap that streak on Friday when they visit the Clippers. Follow the team on the road by subscribing to Jazz Plus. And don't miss your last two chances to watch the Jazz in action at the Delta Center next week. Get your tickets at utahjazz.com. That'll do it for this one. I'm Tyler Gibb. Thanks for listening to Jazz Game Rewind.